One ritual of summer is staying up late and sitting outside to watch the sky in hopes of seeing shooting stars. The annual Perseid meteor shower usually puts on the best show, but as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, this year a better bet might be a couple of smaller meteor showers that will peak on Tuesday night.
Meteor showers happen when the orbiting Earth plows through a bunch of debris left behind by a comet or asteroid that's also orbiting the sun. Tiny bits of rock hit our planet's atmosphere, and the friction produces bright streaks of light. Nick Moskowitz is a planetary astronomer at Lowell Observatory in Arizona. He says when the famous Perseid meteor shower peaks on August 12th, the moon will be a couple of days past full.
And that just ruins the ability to see all of those meteors. The glare of the moon is really a killer. And that's just going to make the Perseids not all that compelling this year.
But don't despair. There's a consolation prize. This week, we've got two lesser-known meteor showers.
Those are called the Southern Delta Aquarids and the Alpha Capricornids.
He says they're both peaking on the night of July 29th going into July 30th, when the moon won't be nearly as bright.
You might expect up to sort of 20 or 30 meteors per hour from these two minor showers or less significant showers.
The best viewing will be in the early hours of the morning, like 2 to 4 a.m., and he says you need to get away from all kinds of artificial light.
Put your cell phone down. Don't use your cell phone. Turn that screen off and let your eyes adjust to the dark.
You'll also want an unobstructed view of the southern half of the sky. That'll help you see the Southern Delta Aquarids. The Alpha Capricornids aren't very frequent, but
when they do show up, they're these sort of slow fireballs across the sky, which, you know, if you're looking for that one spectacular event to happen during a watch session, an Alpha Capricornid may actually be the one that gets you most excited.
And don't give up on the Perseids. Even if they won't be at their best next month, in 2026, they are predicted to be awesome, because the Earth should be passing through an unusually cluttered part of that debris cloud in space. Lots of meteors are expected. And next year, the moon shouldn't be a problem. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.